Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump hoping to soften the economic damage the coronavirus is threatening to do. He's announced that he's going to be meeting today with Republican senators to push for a payroll tax cut that would help hourly workers. Meanwhile, St. Patrick's Day parades in Dublin and in Boston have both been canceled because of coronavirus concerns, but New York's annual march up Fifth Avenue is still a go for today. Mayor Bill de Blasio says there's concern about gathering thousands of people, but so far no one's advised the city to call the nation's biggest St. Patrick's Day event off.
The argument for canceling larger gatherings is a lot of people, and in principle you might have that many more people who have been exposed to the disease. In the presence of that many more people who have not been.
Five states have Democratic presidential primaries today, and one, North Dakota, has a caucus. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. rootwall.com.
More now on another round of primaries today. The Democratic race essentially coming down now to just two candidates in Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. However, Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard said last night she is continuing her long shot campaign.
My candidacy, this is the reason why I ran for president, really bringing the point that the most important responsibility that the president has is to ensure the safety, security, and freedom of the American people.
Gabbard speaking there last night on Fox News. Federal regulators are now accusing Fifth Third Bank of opening fake accounts without customers' knowledge. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau filed a lawsuit yesterday accusing the Cincinnati-based bank of opening fake accounts from at least 2008 through 2016. The Bureau says some of the fake Fifth Third accounts were funded, which means bank workers moved real money from customers' existing accounts to the new ones without their consent. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
An in-depth look now at the market meltdown, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The Dow is closing down over 2,000 points amid plunging oil prices and coronavirus fears. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 2,013 points to finish at 23,851. The NASDAQ and S&P also sank more than 7% in a massive sell-off. As far as just how low we can go, Bob Iacino is a CME trader. He tells Fox News,
I think we're very near the bottom here, and my reasoning behind that is this is not going to be completely untouched and left alone by the Trump administration. These targeted stimulus packages are going to happen, especially because we're in an election year. Whether it's lasting stimulus or not isn't really important to me, because once you get that footing back under the global economy in general, we don't even see the demand potential falling off yet. We just know it's going to happen. So this is a repricing that's necessary, but I believe it's overdone, and I remain in that stance.
A new report finds the U.S. the biggest arms seller in the world. world, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
America's major arms exports have increased by 23% over the last 5 years, according to a report from a leading arms control watchdog, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. Its latest report shows the U.S. has dramatically expanded arms exports to a total of 96 nations. The U.S. remains the largest individual arms exporter in the world. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, it's a matter of perspective, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if you're a glass half empty kind of person, you're probably in Panicsville, being fed with all this agitation brought to you by the Democrats and the mainstream media, because that's the way they roll. And if you are a half full kind of guy, hey, you're looking at opportunities. And I'll tell you, the absolute poster child for the half full kind of guy is our next guest, Bob Barr, former Clinton impeachment manager, former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. attorney. Bob, if we ever needed you, we need you now, buddy. We need your calm and your perspective and insight into all this supposed chaos that is being thrown at us. But like you, I see this as a good opportunity for our country.
I try and look for opportunities also. Mm-hmm. And, of course, one of the things that makes it both increasingly difficult to get people to do the right thing, but provides us opportunities to do so as well is social media and the internet. Mm-hmm. I think the internet, the spread of information, misinformation, deliberate or otherwise, is what fuels hysteria and chaos. Of course, it also offers to us an opportunity to get the word out to more and more people. But, you know, filtering it through all of that that chaff out there, to use a word from, you know, the old Cold War era, is increasingly difficult. But that means it's increasingly important to do so.
Well, you got to know the truth, right? You have to know the difference between the legitimate and the illegitimate. It's like those that, and I think you and I talked about this last time, when you're looking at currency and you're looking at, you know, forged currency, you study the perfect currency, that which has credibility. So if we have no reference to the truth, then, of course, we're going to be blindsided by all this emotion that's coming at us, because as we've always maintained here, Bob, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and people are they're so quick to move on things, they don't have all the answers. So because they don't have the answers, they figure that opens the door for their opinion.
I like your analogy to currency, and that's why, you know, I'm still a very strong supporter of the gold standard. So you have a standard by which to measure value in the economic arena. One reason why I'm still a tremendous supporter of Steve Forbes, for example, and when you're dealing with information as opposed to currency, truth is the gold standard. You're absolutely correct. And truth is based on fact, that which is the case, not that which is somebody's opinion, not that which is some conjecture, but facts. And, you know, we're moving, or a lot of people in our society are moving further and further away from, you know, the key to the Renaissance, which was to, you know, when Western civilization started dealing with rational thought and facts.
Yes.
And we got to bring it back to that, because chaos is not something that creates progress.
Yeah, and speaking of opportunity, I think, you know, as I often tell the kids, experience defines preference. Well, I'll tell you, we're getting a lot of experience here right now. So what do you prefer? Do you prefer chaos, or do you, prefer being in an environment where truth reigns and you can be calm and address these issues? Because, you know, let's face it, all of us just about have elderly parents or friends that we're concerned about. You know, I've mentioned since I've moved here to Florida 11 years ago, the thing I find most amazing, Bob, because we have such an elderly community here, is that whenever a hurricane's coming, it's like the Super Bowl. I mean, you got 10 days of pre-hype building up, and I'm going, hello, people, we got older people here. You're scaring the holy what have you out of them, and you're going to, you know, set off a cardiac arrest revolution or result of all this, this news. And I understand you want to warn people, but not to the point that you're scaring the holy what have you out of them.
And that's a very fine line that so many people in the mainstream media and so many people on the left, and even some people, you know, on our side of the fence, not that many, but at least some people on our side of the fence don't seem to understand. Yes, it is. There is a problem out there. We have a problem every year with the fact that humans are susceptible to these viral infections and other types of diseases. You know, that's never going to change. You have to understand that these are unanticipated in their specificity every year, but they do crop up, and you deal with them. Mm-hmm. You don't create hysteria. That's that because then that sets in motion a whole series of events that simply make matters worse in the broadest sense, whether it's the stock market, whether it's oil prices now we see, whether it's travel, whether it's sporting events for people, education. It gets out of hand far more quickly nowadays in the age of the Internet than it did back in 1918 in the age of the Great Flu.
Well, without a doubt, this age, this information age in which we live in, it travels fast, bad news even faster, it seems. But we've got to take a breath here and slow down a little bit and, be thankful that we have a proactive government. I believe that, of course, you're not going to hear this from the mainstream media, but I believe what the president did with his team and his advisors, they moved expeditiously, you know, to start shutting down travel. He was accused of being as a phobe. There are still, you know, some Democrats. I mean, amazing to me that they're saying, I can't believe you're shutting down the border or you're restricting travel, even with the evidence that we have right now. And we still have a long ways to go yet, Bob Barr.
The president did a very good job. Now, some of the way he puts things in his when he gives his rambling press conferences like he did down here in Atlanta last Friday at the CDC, can sow a little bit of confusion, and I wish that that he wouldn't do that because he does have a good team in place. Let them be the public voice when it comes to specificity in terms of what needs to be done. But the president started right away on this, and he's continued it. And I give him a lot of credit for it, but as you say, an awful lot of folks on the left don't, and a lot of folks in the mainstream media don't. But he got a handle on this, as much of a handle as you can get on something like this,
exactly,
to begin doing the right thing very early on.
Mm-hmm. Well, MSNBC, CNN, those that have been antithetical to the president from day one, even before he was elected president, they cut him no quarter. I mean, you have to appreciate his worldview. I mean, for 3.5 years, he's been pummeled with one hoax after another. And, boy, obviously that sticks in his craw, and sometimes that comes out. But it's part of what he's been infected with, you know, by what the dark, you know, the deep state and what, you know, FBI and other operatives have injected into his bloodstream. You know, I mean, welcome to Washington, D.C., Mr. President.
That is true as well. Absolutely, Bill.
I'm telling you. It's amazing. Well, look, at today is kind of a super minor Tuesday, but it's a Tuesday, and it's a bit super nonetheless, maybe not capital S. And we're going to get into more of those details with Bob Barr, the former Clinton impeachment manager, CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. attorney. More after this. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation the best pro-installed home security system and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, in a conversation with the former member of Congress, Bob Barr, and U.S. Attorney. Well, Robert, let's get into the deep end of the pool of the primaries. I mean, what a difference a week makes. I mean, a week ago, it looked... You know, like it was a straight line to the nomination for Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's on his back. The referee is already hitting 7, 8, getting ready to hit 9 and 10. And next thing you know, Buttigieg out. He retires his campaign. Klobuchar right after. And he's got, all of a sudden, a 40% swing. Multiples of millions of dollars being put into his coffers. Subsequently, you got Bloomberg, who finally realized that after, what, almost $1 billion and maybe 40 delegates, probably not good ROI, but he's got the infrastructure for a campaign. He's got people in place. And he said, well, I'll just shift my cannons over to help Joe Biden. And now he's looking pretty heartily, and we go into this next Super Tuesday, small s, but nonetheless, there is one big prize there in Michigan. And, so what's going to happen with this one?
I think that what we witnessed last week and will continue through the primary season on the Democrat side is the Democrat establishment coming together and doing what the establishment always does, and that is to try and control the process so that a candidate that is controllable by the establishment wins the nomination. The Democrat establishment was never going to get behind Bernie Sanders, and in the very off chance that Bernie Sanders gathered enough delegates to actually win the Democrat nomination, which I would not anticipate, but even if he did, the Democrat establishment would not get behind him because he's not controllable by the establishment. Biden is, certainly always has been. He is the establishment. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't surprise me at all that the Democrat establishment woke up last week and said, hey, you know, we've got to head this guy Sanders off. We've got to get behind our guy that we can control. So the word went out, and all of a sudden, candidates started endorsing Biden, and the money started flowing in. That was the Democrat word to the establishment.
Yeah, my tweet when all this started to happen was, okay, what was Buttigieg and what was Klobuchar offered? And, of course, they quickly came out and said, we weren't offered anything.
Yeah, that's clearly they were offered something, whether it was support, pay off campaign debt, position later on, or support next go round. Certainly, they were looking for something, and I'm sure they got it.
Wouldn't you call that quid pro quo? Oh, by the way,
it's politics, which in Latin translates to quid pro quo.
Okay, I'm just wondering, because I think we learned a lot about it, but again, this is what I think exasperated the president and so many others, is going, you know, and I even made the comment, Bob, that all you got to do is look at our debt, $23 trillion. That is loaded with quid pro quo. And I was so frustrated. I'll tell you, I was really spitting nickels over the weekend, and I talked with Senator Scott, who was here in Florida for a dinner, and I just said, you know, I am so frustrated that you guys got behind, and I mean, I understood we needed some emergency money. You know, the president asked for $2.3 billion for coronavirus, and you guys let Nancy Pelosi add another $6 billion. Are you kidding me? I mean, what is it about her that you can't tell her no?
It's just throwing money at a problem. Now, that is not to say that there are not areas that could be surgically funded, so to speak, to meet the problem of the coronavirus. Absolutely. But that should be going to CDC. It should be going to public health offices in key states right now, California, Washington State, Florida, for example, where you have large segments of populations that are at risk. As you say, the elderly and the infirm and so forth. But to simply just throw this huge pot of money out there, a lot of it is going to be wasted. Shame on Washington for doing that. Now, that what they should have done is said, look, let's get the immediate funds out there for specific needs right now.
Exactly.
And then in 6 weeks, 4 weeks, a month, 2 months, come back here and tell us what else you need, what other gaps we need to fill in with additional money. Mm-hmm. But just to throw more than $8 billion at it just to say we're doing something is irresponsible.
Well, they were pet projects. It's the typical add-on Christmas ornaments that they put on the tree whenever, every time they pass a bill. You know, in the words of Rahm Emanuel, as we talked about, they're not going to let any, you know, good crisis go to waste. And any time the vault is open up, boy, they come in and they got their empty bags and they're filling it up as quickly as possible, all at the expense of we the people.
I've seen it over and over again firsthand when I was in the Congress, and you and I continue to see it to this day. And it doesn't matter so much whether it's Republicans or Democrats in charge of the House and the Senate.
Well, we got to do something about $23 billion. That was the other message that I gave to Senator Senator Scott, was that, the president, as much as he's focused on jobs, we got another great jobs report last Friday, that has been the mantra continually throughout his administration. How are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? And my message is that after he gets reelected, his focus needs to now turn to the deficit, to where he's asking everybody, how are we doing on the deficit? Because I believe if he focuses in on that, then we'll start seeing the deficit move in a downward direction. 23 won't be get 24. We'll start looking at 22, maybe 21. That's another opportunity down the road post this 2020 election.
I think that's a very, very good point, Bill, because it's really too late to do it now right in the midst of an election year. I mean, that's not realistic. But looking at 2021 with the next 4 years of a Trump presidency, I think that should be the number one priority, is reduce the deficit. And of course, if we were to regain the House, which would be tremendous, and I think we still have a good shot at that, then we stand a real good shot at starting to whittle down that humongous national debt, which nobody right now is really paying very much attention to at all, with the exception of a handful of folks in the House and a few in the Senate.
Exactly. Well, we need to send reinforcements. And again, I believe, and I'm with you, I'm hopeful that the Republicans can retake the House, fortify the Senate, and do it in such a way to where there is such a mandate for some fiscal discipline that we'll be able to make some moves and maybe even boldly go after that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room that they keep, stepping over. And that happens to be the issue of entitlements.
Even when I was up there, going back to the late 1990s, when we actually did, cut the budget and balance the budget, actually in 1997 for a couple of years, we had an actual balanced budget. This notion that entitlements are untouchable, and that the Congress can do nothing about them is simply an excuse for the Congress to do nothing about them. Exactly. Congress can always change the formulas for Social Security, for Medicaid, for Medicare. They can change that anytime they want. And then it becomes a part of the Medicare law, the Medicaid law, the Social Security law. It's very, very difficult. Every time a Republican president has started to tackle the issue of bringing Social Security in so that you have, for example, a way for individuals to have some control over where their Social Security funds are invested, it goes nowhere. Mm. And that should definitely be part of the, you know, reduce the deficit. That should be the mantra of the second Trump administration.
Exactly. About 30 seconds left here, Bob Barr. A final question, maybe unfair and not giving you enough time, but are we headed to a brokered convention?
I think that the Biden will prevail. The establishment already is behind him, and they will continue to put their money behind him.
We'll definitely know a lot more after tonight, won't we?
Yes, we will. I think Biden, you know, he's riding the establishment horse, and they'll lead him by the nose through the convention.
Well, thank you, Bob Barr. Appreciate the time. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump hoping to soften the economic damage the coronavirus is threatening to do. He's announced that he's going to be meeting today with Republican senators to push for a payroll tax cut that would help hourly workers. Meanwhile, St. Patrick's Day parades in Dublin and in Boston have both been canceled because of coronavirus concerns, but New York's annual march up Fifth Avenue is still a go for today. Mayor Bill de Blasio says there's concern about gathering thousands of people, but so far no one's advised the city to call the nation's biggest St. Patrick's Day event off.
The argument for canceling larger gatherings is a lot of people, and in principle you might have that many more people who have been exposed to disease in the presence of that many more people who have not been.
5 states have Democratic presidential primaries today, and 1, North Dakota, has a caucus. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, let me tell you, Hispanics are keeping the spirit of small business growth and expansion. I mean, it is unbelievable what is going on right now. And I say unbelievable for many people that do not understand the Hispanic culture and the nature of the people. I mean, we are hardworking. We love business. We're entrepreneurs, and we're expanding at an all-time high. According to a new Bank of America study exploring the concerns, aspirations, and perspectives of more than 1,000 small business owners across the country, U.S. Hispanic small business owners are looking forward to a decade of robust expansion and growth. Hispanic entrepreneurs are expressing a brighter business outlook than their non-Hispanic peers for the coming year. In addition, 9 in 10 are looking forward to growing their business in the next decade. And that is great news. And here to tell us more about it is John Gomez, Senior Vice President of Small Business Region Executive, the LA Region Market with Bank of America. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
Hey, I'm terrific. I'll tell you, I am bullish for Hispanic businesses. I mean, it's just the nature. I tell people, in fact, I just did a presentation at a local Tea Party Patriots meeting last week, and I said, you got to understand that this isn't something unique to this is what we grew up with, John. We knew, you know, that we were all business people. We did something, even, you know, it didn't matter what. We always had an eye on, you know, setting up our own companies.
Yep, it's true. It's extremely excited to be able to share the Bank of America Business Advantage Spotlight Survey. What we found is a very positive business outlook for the year ahead. Hispanic entrepreneurs just feel so confident, right, that they're going to continue to grow. When we look at their revenue is going to increase, projections are reaching a four-year high. Many are also planning to expand and hire in 2020. So it's really good to be able to see how optimistic they are, not only about their businesses, but also overall of the next decade. So it's
exactly
great to see that.
And I think that their optimism will be contagious, because though right now the report demonstrates that, you know, compared to the non-Hispanic peers, Hispanic projection for growth is very positive. Non-Hispanic peers are going, not so much. But I believe that once they start seeing what the Hispanic businesses are doing, I think this could be contagious and have a positive effect on all businesses.
Yes. So that's the great news, is that they feel so optimistic. They're looking to expand 9 out of 10 compared to non-Hispanic, 7 out of 10. They're looking to increase revenue. 80% of them feel so optimistic compared to non-Hispanic at 57%. What's even more important is 45% of them are looking to hire.
Yes.
And you know what that means. When small businesses are hiring, we have a thriving economy.
Exactly. Well, this has been, you know, what has been taking place, particularly in the last 3.5 years, is the heel of the government has been off the throat of productive people, and look what they're doing. I mean, they're doing what they do best. They're just going out there being productive, starting new businesses, and Hispanics in particular are shining in all areas. John, what did you find in terms of areas, specific areas, where they're particularly optimistic or concerned?
So I would say what they're so optimistic about is that as they're looking to grow, there's 10 different goals that they gave us input on for the next decade, but I would focus on the top three. The first one is they want to increase revenue. Second, they want to create a digital presence for their business. And third is they want to expand into new markets. So that's so critical to hear, because they're very tactical, right? If they expand into new markets, they create a digital presence, that's going to help them create revenue, which will translate in the business continuing to grow.
Well, revenue projections, as I mentioned earlier, have reached a four-year high among Hispanic business owners. What is the driving force that you found from your study behind this optimism and this growth?
So the current market environment is very supportive of small businesses. With strong consumer confidence, a healthy labor market, unemployment at its lowest in many years, Hispanic entrepreneurs are taking advantage of this strong economy to grow and expand their businesses, which is a positive sign for the U.S. economy overall. So our survey found that some of the economic indicators, like revenue projections, which are a four-year high, and plans to hire particularly strong among Hispanic business owners, it's keeping them from continue to grow and expand this year, but also into the next decade.
John, one of the things in the presentation that I gave the other night to the Tea Party group, and I saw as a great opportunity, is that, you know, credit. And credit repair is also, I see a great opportunity for Hispanic businesses, is they need support is where they can get better rates, they can improve their credit, and, you know, maybe, you know, as I say, repair their credit so that they're getting lower rates. So what did you see?
So thanks for bringing this up, because what we found from the study is that the three main obstacles are lack of resources, lack of expertise in office management, and access to capital. Those are their three obstacles as they continue to grow. So we have 12 million small business owners at Bank of America, and we love to do this study to understand what are some of their obstacles and how can we help them. So first is we have 2,500 small business bankers across the country that could sit down with a business owner, Hispanic, non-Hispanic, and be able to help them with that obstacle, be able to understand access to capital. We also connect with local community CDFIs, and you brought up a good point is how can we help them with not only access to capital, from an education perspective, a business plan, their credit, and then we also connect with CDCs that can give them additional resources such as SBA loans available across the country. So it's great to uncover what are their obstacles, but also give us the opportunity to support them as they continue to grow.
Well, John, these guys are hitting home runs. If we give them a little bit more help, I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, how many more people are they going to be able to hire? You know, if they're operating on all eight cylinders. Right now, they're doing this, and they don't have the full force of the marketplace. And this is what I appreciate. I'm grateful for what Bank of America is doing here, John, and what you guys do with this study, because it gives you added insight to be a better service. And again, I just want to encourage my fellow Hispanics and small business operators out there that you're right. There's gold in them thar hills, but we can be a lot smarter about how to get that gold. And, and with the information that Bank of America has available for you, that you ought to take advantage, because knowledge is power even today, right?
Yep, correct. And we've seen in the last decade, Hispanic business owners grew 34%, and then their revenues grew 14%. So it's unbelievable to see why they're so optimistic, and, you know, the future is very, very bright.
Well, people need to understand, John, I mean, these numbers, I mean, here 14% double-digit increases. I mean, that is rare, even in a robust economy, in a blue-collar boom that we're experiencing right now across the country. Still, double-digit increases is that's something to, let's have a fiesta, break piñatas, and, you know, share some churros over, man.
Yep, I completely agree with that.
So let's talk about the issues that are keeping our business owners awake at night. What are they?
So some of the findings that we found from the study is that one of the biggest issues that we see is healthcare costs. Mm-hmm. It's still a concern for Hispanic business owners. However, it did drop from last year. So, you know, from 70%, it did drop to 63%. And then, you know, it's an election year. So healthcare is always going to be a concern for Hispanic or non-Hispanic business owners. So that's something that's always going to keep them awake. And but they're still optimistic, which is a great thing to see.
Well, what I found, John, if they can consider doing things on their own, just like in their own business, instead of waiting on the government, and some of these businesses are doing this, they're finding ways to deliver health care for their employees for a lot less than the Affordable Care Act. And I think it's real exciting what lies ahead in the future. Real quick, as we wrap things up, where can they go for more information?
So any business owner can go to www.bankofamerica.com/small-business.
The Foundation. Millions of people throughout the country are affected by rare diseases, yet many are unaware of the symptoms, risk factors, and treatment options. Pulmonary fibrosis is one of these diseases. Affecting more than 200,000 Americans, pulmonary fibrosis is a progressive, debilitating lung disease for which there is no known cure. Dr. Gregory Cosgrove, Chief Medical Officer, Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation.
With more than 50,000 new cases diagnosed annually, it's important to be aware of the symptoms of pulmonary fibrosis, which include a persistent dry cough, fatigue, and shortness of breath. These symptoms are similar to many common illnesses, so pulmonary fibrosis is often misdiagnosed. Speak with your doctor if you have any of these symptoms.
While anyone can be affected by pulmonary fibrosis, smokers and former smokers aged 60 or older are the most at risk. Visit aboutpf.org to learn more. Again, that's aboutpf.org.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, it's just that painless. That's all you got to do. This is the place, BillMartinezLive.com. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Real quick, I want to remind everybody once again, I've got this great comparison chart that is available to you. All you got to do is send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Say, Martinez, hey, send it to me, and we'll send it to you electronically. It's the 2016-2020 party platform comparison. This is a must-have for this election. Look, I'm not telling you to vote one way or another. Obviously, you know my inclination by now if you know anything about me. But you need to have the facts. And I have enough confidence that once you have the facts, you're a big boy and girl. You can figure this out, what you should vote. But you need to know the difference between the two parties. It is a binary choice. I mean, you're hearing a lot of stuff about the Democrats being socialists these days and that sort of thing. And I can understand how some people may just say, look, I just reject it on its face. I can't buy that. I don't see it. That's okay. It really is okay. I mean, we have done an extensive amount of study on that issue, and we see it clear. We see it quite clear. But this is something that you need to see for yourself, and this platform comparison will spell it out. In fact, I got to tell you, I'm shocked when I'm talking, especially with people of faith, And I say, do you know the Democratic platform on sanctity of human life? And they have no idea. But they say they want to vote. They want to vote for a Democrat. And I only say, okay, but your values are aligned with your faith. Well, if your values are aligned with your faith, how can you vote for somebody that wants to destroy human life? And so this platform comparison is very powerful, and that's just one example. I mean, there's sanctity of human life, redefining marriage, international abortion, LGBT agenda, religious liberty versus LGBT agenda. It tells you what each party, from their platform, what they support and how they do it. Also, as an added bonus, there's a scripture reference that goes along with it. And we can thank a local pastor in here who did all the hard work and put that alongside each of the categories. So it was originally an FRC action piece that they had developed, and it was expanded by the local Tea Party here, and it's wonderful, and I highly recommend it. So just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Ask for the 2016-2020 party platform comparison so that you know who and what you're voting for. With us right now is Anna Paulina Luna. She is back with us. It has been a while since I think the last time we talked was in Las Vegas, wasn't it, Anna?
Yes, that was the last time I saw you.
Yeah, well, good fun. Well, I'm glad to have you back on the air with us to talk about your candidacy. She's a Hispanic conservative Air Force vet, candidate for Congress, taking on Charlie Crist, the Democrat out of Florida, District 13. And we're going to be talking about her candidacy and what she brings to the District of Florida. So, Anna, you know, tell us how it's going out there on the campaign trail.
It's going really, really well. We actually, you know, kind of talking about the favor that really the left is giving to candidates versus if you're conservative and then, God forbid, a minority. We're actually now kind of fighting with Twitter because we found out that Twitter was intentionally not verifying my account. And Breitbart reached out to them. We had the Epoch Times actually just break a story on it. And basically, long story short, you know, I'm the only primary candidate in my race to not be verified. And wow. So if you look at my engagement, they're actively trying to suppress what I'm doing. And it's crazy because if you look at the reason what, you know, that they're giving, they're saying if someone, you know, has violated our terms and conditions, well, if you're pro-life, pro-God, pro-gun, and anti-socialist, you're definitely going to be violating Twitter's terms and conditions. So I don't know if I should be offended or happy.
Right. Well, you're standing for the things that are most important. And at some point, Anna, you got to trust that God is more powerful than Twitter.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's been interesting is that we are, you know, no matter what, at the end of the day, it's not, you know, people on Twitter. It's not people in D.C. that are voting for, you know, me to get into office. It's the people of the district. So we are staying very active in the community every single day. I mean, we're doing what we need to do to make sure that this race, you know, one, makes it through the primary, but also two, has the platform and foundation that we need to really take out Charlie Crist. And so I noticed that Charlie Crist, who's, you know, the fundraiser of the DCCC, which means he's bringing in money to the Democrat Party, he's been in office for longer than I've been alive. Oh, and wow. This guy, if you look at, you know, kind of his tactics, there's not a lot of substance to him. He just comes across as, quote unquote, a nice guy. Mm-hmm. But then you look at what he's done policy-wise. I mean, he pretty much almost destroyed Florida when he was governor. Right. And now he's, you know, in Congress. He's voting against condemning socialism. He's voting, you know, for policies that are hurting minority women and children, all children. He's very, very, very pro-choice. And so when I, you know, look at what he's done and I look at, you know, the people that have voted for him, I sit and I explain to him, I'm like, look, you have a chance right now. You have a really good opportunity to, one, kind of correct some of the wrong that's been done, not only to the state of Florida, but to our country. Mm-hmm. And then also, too, you have an opportunity now that if you really choose to get out there, get in the community, that we can actually help a lot of our community that's been, you know, affected very, very negatively by these policies. And I can say that, you know, there's a part of South St. Pete that's very poor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of this community is a predominantly Black community. And you have these people that are going and saying, oh, Democrat policies work. And it's the farthest thing from the truth.
Right.
And I can say that, you know, doing the outreach that I do with the Hispanic community, that really the Democrat policies are to divide and conquer, right? They don't want white talking to Black, Black talking to white. They don't want people unified in this message that we love this country, that we support the president, that we love our families, that we love our children. You know, they're doing everything that they can to kind of fracture us as a nation so that they can, you know, put in their welfare clause, their government clause, and really control that demographic. So
Exactly.
What I say is like, look, I am who I am. I'm not a perfect person. I'm by no means a perfect Christian, but I do believe in what I fight for. And here I am. You have opportunities. If you like what you have to say and you like, or you like what I'm saying, mm-hmm. and you like what I stand for, then vote for me. And so you can find more information, though, at votesonapaulmina.com.
Well, Anna, there's no such thing as a perfect Christian. I mean, even Paul said, I mean, we're just lying to ourselves if we say that. I mean, so, and for those of us who are people of faith and consider themselves to be Christian, we know that it is it's a moment-to-moment battle. You know, and we're just honest about it, you know, forgiven, not claiming any perfection. And we walk out that forgiveness and we thank God for his mercy every day, every moment. But the fact of the matter is that God has placed you at this point into this district to make a difference to because Charlie Crist has taken advantage. I mean, he has run the playbook of the Democratic Party.
Yep.
And he knows that, look, if he's a fundraiser and he's contributing, you know, to the DNC, you know, they love him just like they did with Nancy Pelosi, and he's following her example and saying, okay, if I'm bringing in money, they're going to love me. But by the way, I don't know if you heard me because we were still trying to get connected here. You need to get your hands on this party platform. I'm going to send it to Grace and your campaign manager. And by the way, she has just been terrific. What a great asset.
She's such a blessing. Yeah. Yes, she is such a blessing. Honestly, I'm just going to take a second to brag about her for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
She met me one time and was like, I need to help you. Mm-hmm. Like that was it. Met me once and knew. So that's the type of person that she just knows.
Right. Well, I'm going to send this this comparative platform. This was originally done by the FRC Action, and it gives a clean delineation and difference between the Republican and Democratic platform. Because a lot of people, even like you're talking with blacks and maybe Hispanics, who say they think they're deluded. They don't have all the facts. They just have an opinion that the Democratic Party is delivering for them. You know, Donald Trump in 2015 went to the black went to black America, said, look, give me a shot. You know, what have you got to lose? And he knew what, you know, how they were being oppressed and knew that he could make a difference. And look what he did. I mean, look at the difference he's made for blacks. And it's not just for blacks. What I love about Donald Trump is what he's done also is, and one of my big frustrations is I hate the, I really do. And hate is an awful word. It's a very aggressive word, Anna, and I'll admit it. But I hate the hyphenation of America. You know, my father didn't raise us that way. And I know, you know, in listening to your story, you were the same way. We're not Hispanic American. We're Hispanic American. That's what media calls us. We're American.
Yep.
You know, we happen to have this heritage, which is great, and thank God for you, because otherwise you'd be without rice and beans and churros, and you'd be frustrated. You know, so we bring a lot to the dance, and piñatas too, and you know, we know how to throw a party, and we can do things. We can do things with carne asada that makes your mouth water till the end of days. So
the thing is too, if I can just interject, I mean, it's just sad that like I have to specify, because otherwise people will not listen. Like if I talk on immigration, people are like, oh, well, you know, you're racist. And I'm like, but I'm not. Look, I'm Hispanic American. But the fact that I even have to say that, like, that's not how it's supposed to be.
No, that is
not how it's supposed to be. It should be, if you're an American, you have an opinion on the topic of immigration, it does not make you a quote unquote racist.
Right. But to see, this is what the Democrats have done to us, because they have us, just as you said at the onset, they have us in each other's throat. This is not a unified America. And that's what we're trying to bring into the balance here, is that together we win, divided we fall. And Anna, again, we're grateful for your candidacy and how you're bringing people together. And, you know, I will continue that God will deliver incredible favor. I mean, hey, look, we know the kind of God we serve when all the odds are stacked up against us, like Israel in the Six-Day War. You know, but for God, Israel was outmanned something like 10-1, and they still won. And so here, with all that Twitter is doing and Google is doing and putting their thumb on the scale and trying to interfere, you know, God's purposes will be realized regardless of what Twitter and Google want to do. And there would be nothing better than to be able to see Anna Paulmina Luna coming to Congress and being a positive contributor for all Americans. And all the best.
Amen.
And again, remind everybody again your website.
VoteAnnaPaulmina.com. It's Anna with two N's.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com. Maybe not.